Shalom lachem. Toda shetem.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about leading a group to connection. Around each of us, there are people at home, at work, relatives, friends, people that we share the same hobby with, and so on. We'd like to understand, how can we advance the spirit of good connection between people on our way to a better world? Be with us. So, we're on our course, as always, where we meet people that came to study the integral method. The world's becoming more and more interconnected. We are more and more interconnected. And we actually understand that the more we advance the spirit of connection and integrality, the more we'll be able to succeed and to adjust ourselves to the frequency of the new world. And our participants, they're part of different groups. Sports clubs, friends, they're a part of a team at work, they're a part of a family, they're a part of many different kinds of frameworks. And today we'd like to take a study case of a friend of ours who is a cyclist. Every Friday for 2 years already, they go cycling together as a group. They have lots of fun doing it. But like in every group, there are tensions from time to time. And, you know, everyone decides to do something to do together and someone wants to do something else or someone participates less. It happens in the different circles in our life. And we would like for you to teach our participant how can he, in his group, in the group that he's a part of, how can he increase the force of connection, the spirit of connection, according to the integral laws as we know them? And the question is, how do you think he can contribute to such a group? A group of friends that he doesn't lead, he's not their teacher, he's just a friend like any other friend in the group. There are six. Look, I meet such groups because at least once a week I go to the forest for a walk in the forest. Yep. And there I meet such cyclists there. I didn't see that they have any special kind connection between them while they're cycling, as I see. And, you know, they're simply riding their bikes. They like it. There has to be a certain goal. Either we see it during the cycling itself, or before, or after, or from that altogether on a different level of their connection, that they want to connect between them, and this entire journey that they're doing, it's just a means to reach a connection. Suppose we take one of these groups. Usually, it's not by chance that you said that you meet such groups regularly. Nowadays, many people go hiking, cycling, and they have their guys, the guys with whom they ride a bike together. Usually it's on Fridays because they don't work. There are those that like doing it on Saturday. But there's an entire world around it that you eventually see them on some road. It's only the outcome, the result. But you have to prepare this, make food. It's an entire operation. Now, if you ask each one of them that he has work and so on and so forth, this he has to, but what he likes is riding a bike with his guys. What is their goal? For them to have fun together. Now, one of them came to our course, how to better manage himself in the new world. He's studying with us for 3 or 4 months. He understands that we're advancing, the world's developing, evolution, connection. He already became really smart. But he continues meeting his friends every Friday. They're not studying yet. He is. Now, suppose my name is Gil, and I'm a part of such a group. You taught me in the past 3 months different nice things. Now, when I'm with my guys that I cycle with, what do I have to keep in mind? What's my goal? What should I do so that the spirit and idea of connection will spread in that group? You want for that to act that way between them? Yeah, for the spirit of connection to work a bit more between us. Why? Because I feel that it's good, and that's where the world's headed. I've been studying with you for the past 3 months. I understand. The world's headed towards greater connection and so on. I want, you know, just a bit, to instill a bit of this great big idea into that group. What should I keep in mind? First of all, that you're coercing them. I don't understand. Because you're bringing them some kind of opinion, values that they don't need, maybe. Exactly. Now, I need you to teach me what not to do. And what should I do? Simple do and don't do. I'm just explaining what's my motivation. I feel that the idea of connection is great. I'd like that wherever I am, like in this cycling club or group or team, that they'll feel a bit more connected to. What should I and shouldn't I do? Here we have a dilemma. Either we simply connect, because that will help each and every one of us, will feel pleasant in our group of cyclists, or we need to bring some kind of incentive, higher goal, more exalted. Why? What for? How? What's the reason for our connection? Meaning the connection between us, for it to also take on a special character. I don't know how to approach this if you're asking me. I maybe need to talk to them directly. Great, so my name is Gil. I'm with my guys. We're 6 all together. I'm one of them. You can talk to me openly because I'm familiar with these ideas. I've been studying with you for the past few months. And really, it touches my heart, and I would really like to that to permeate the different circles of my life. I chose the guys that I cycle with, but I'd like for it to become part of my family and my workplace. I really want it. So one tiny step. I'm afraid that if I'll explain to them where I am and some other group, you mean this course, yeah, that they won't want to connect to me anymore because I have another group and it's like betrayal. No, it's not betrayal or anything, but maybe I'll appear as a philosopher who came to life. So our first question, the first question that I'd like to ask from this point of view is, what do I have to keep in mind as this good future picture that I'd like to advance this group toward? The good picture is for them to want that same goal that it's possible to achieve through the method that I'm learning now from this course that I'm on. That if they'll want it, that I'll be able to bring them to it happily. And this goal being what? Inner connection between people so much that they discover the essence of connection. That between us there is such a connection that we can call it even love, mutual support, mutual understanding. that we become as one man and one heart, as it says. Okay, this is the picture that I have to keep in mind all the time. Yes. If I want for that to happen, then I have to talk to them gradually, bit by bit, and to bring them, this group of cyclists, these kinds of exercises. What's the first exercise? For us to talk about the importance of connection. And what is that exactly? The importance of connection, meaning that to the measure to which we connect between us, our cycling starts taking on a new characteristic. We start feeling that we're like one man riding one bike, that we're not even riding, we're floating in the air, hovering. That's beautiful.
Good.
How do I do it practically when I meet them next Friday? We meet next Friday. They didn't invite a lecturer. I'm their friend. We're riding together. We've been riding together for the past 2 years. How do I introduce this picture we just talked about, this idea? Maybe I'll tell them that I feel some kind of drive for a more meaningful connection between us.
Okay,
and then, bit by bit, it's not all at once, I tell them that if we will feel a tighter connection, then we will feel results from our weekly bike riding much more than we do now, and each of us will be able to add, to supplement the others with his own point of view, expressions, vision, worldview, and this is a great asset to each of us. Usually, we stop someplace in some beautiful place, and we start making coffee, and we talk, and, you know, before the end, before we have a big meal, but, you know, refreshments on the way. We make coffee, sit, drink. Now, it's a kind of intimate moment. We're on a break, having coffee. Now, I'm Gil. My name's Gil. I want these beautiful things you talked about. What do I say? How do I start? There's six of us. That I feel that today, between us, there's a new kind of connection. New kind, meaning that I have a feeling that we feel a bit closer to each other, and we better understand each other, and what happens with each and every one of us, what's going on with each of us, and the way each of us feels this bike ride, I also feel it on you, you know, to soften the hearts. Okay, I said that and that's it. You have to hear their response. And okay, the guys say, yeah, it's probably from that course you're taking. Immediately they push me into a corner. No, it's not a corner. They know that I'm studying and developing and it's fine. I wanted to say that to tell them that I feel that the connection is special, I have to really feel it, or can I just say it? I mean, once you have to feel that you really feel something special, otherwise, why didn't you talk about it before? So I have to find a suitable situation. Yes. Okay. Now I'm asking them, guys, say, how do you feel in regard to that? No. I don't have to forcefully get a response out of them. But the way they respond very freely, I said that and that's that. You're as if throwing it into the air. Yeah, Okay, now, without pressure, without coercion, like you said, what should I not do? I'm just passing my impression from our trip onto them, from our connection too. Yeah, that the result of our trip is the feeling of our connection, which is really pleasant. And what do you expect their response to be? That they'll say that they also feel something special. So it's to open the heart, to create some kind of situation where everyone opens their heart. This is the direction. And then I was the first to open my heart, and I opened the path for them too, for everyone to explain what they feel and what now. And from here, we'll see. I don't know what they'll say. Suppose they'll say, yeah, we also feel that there's room to add our connection to this. This is what I'm waiting for? Yes. That our trip, our weekly ride, can really get a completely new characteristic, meaning if we'll feel more connected between us. Also, the meal that's waiting for us at the end of the ride, and also how we prepare ourselves for this ride, everything will be on a new level. When I see that this is what we came to, that I feel that there is a desire and that we can add to our connection, what's the next stage? If I feel that everyone has kind of a desire to add some more to our connection, how can I lead them forward? Then I can tell them, if they'll say, that's what you're studying on your course, then I'll say, yeah, this is what I'm studying on my course. And that wherever we are, a few friends together, wherever there are a few friends together, a few people together, we can add to our connection the essence of the connection, and then our life, the outcome from our common work, from the ride, from everything, the result will be much greater and better. And then they ask him, what? Because it's intriguing. There's something that you can add, that you can get from him. Yeah, like, what do we want to get from this trip? All in all, we're working out, and besides, it feels good to be connected this way, and we support each other. So we can support and connect much more than before, and then our result from this trip will be much more intense.
What I understand is that he opens some small opening, and through this small opening, he's trying to increase the connection between them
in order to derive greater pleasure from our connection. This is what I learned from this course. They really appreciate this course. Each of them, you know, brings whatever they study into this group, and everyone accepts it. They respect this course, naturally. Right? Can he start explaining different things from the course, or it's too much? I don't think that at once, but, you know, bit by bit, wherever we sit, talk, enjoy something, you know, there's a lot of chit-chat, and into that I can also bring several things. Why? Because first of all, I want to explain to them, how can we better enjoy our ride? When people do something together, even if it's something fun, from time to time, there are collisions, disputes, you know, there's the lazy guy,
so you have an even better opportunity to introduce the method of connection. So when there is some kind of problem between two friends, for example, I explain to them, why are we in collision? What is our nature? How we live? That it's a result of the world that we live in. Look what's going on around us. And how should we give ourselves a little example of how we can bridge the gaps between us, frictions, disputes, and bring us to a state where we will even more feel how our connection above the different collisions and frictions can be even more powerful. Look, everyone's sitting. It's 6 a.m. We're preparing the equipment. We got up even at 4:30. We decided that at 6 a.m. we meet in the forest. We wait. Only at 6:30, one of the friends is coming. Now, during these 30 minutes, everyone's sitting and are really angry with that person that they have to wait for him every time. What can he say, even in that situation? We don't even begin the day. That he's very happy that he's late. And he gave them an opportunity to talk about the meaning, the essence of our connection. Okay, this is if he's the one who's late, but the one that's sitting together with them from our course. Yeah, he has to tell them, guys, we have to understand that this is our opportunity to talk about how can we turn this waiting into something that's valuable. How? That we'll talk about the essence, the meaning of our connection, how we have to rise above our ego to concede to that friend. Why? He's late for the 10th time already. But we want for him to be with us. Yeah, he's a part of the group, but enough already with being late. We have no choice. Either you say that this is how we accept him, and by that we connect even more, or you have to turn to the upper force that gives you this exercise, one of the two. So it's always necessary to concede, always? Yeah. But how much can you concede already? Endlessly. This entire concession doesn't come from him, but from the Creator. And this entire concession helps you more to concede and connect. Okay, so if you can explain, this person that's constantly, we're all the time wasting time because of them, and it's irritating. How does that advance us toward what? Connection. Finally, we'll decide that that's it. We don't want you anymore. You're driving us crazy. Yeah, you won't wait for him. You'll simply go. Yeah, he can find us. We thought about this several times. The friends are saying, look, he's a good guy, but we're fed up with him being late all the time. You're saying, no, that could advance and this and that. So what do? How do you look at it? We need to understand that all these exercises don't come by chance, but that this is how nature is managing us in order for us to connect despite all of these disturbances that come. What does it mean to connect despite the disturbances? That will wait, and that will use this time as an opportunity to be more connected. You said several times something I want for you to explain. We have the opportunity to enjoy our connection, talk about the essence of our connection. What is that? For us to feel that we're really close, one heart, one mind, one man, one bicycle, and this is how we all ride. Where are we riding on this one bicycle? Toward such a beautiful connection that in the connection we discover that we're really in nature, in harmony. Everyone has, there's room for each of our friends. Everyone's swallowed there in the harmony.
What do we play there? What do we play? You want a tune? No. What happens there? A tune of love, a love song is playing. Last question. Can every person lead the people around them toward connection? Anyone can add to connection. It's not only for smart people. No, it has nothing to do with wisdom. What is there then? What is it then? Only the willingness to better enjoy life through our connection. Yeah. Final tip. What do you offer that person that reaches that group? What approach should we come to? By instilling this idea of connection into the group, and the group accepts this idea and wants to realize it, then, by that, he increases the connection between people, and then really, he has a very special outcome, which is what? Connection between everyone. A feeling of good, happiness, and a special trip. They'll go home for sure, filled with impressions. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Till next time, all the best.